Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Over the last few years, I've added more and more greens to my diet because we all know how important they are. But one thing I haven't tried, Andrea, is cholera. Do you eat cholera or do you take it in a pill? I really don't know.
Well, first of all, I'm going to correct the pronunciation. It's chlorella is how you pronounce it.
Oh, and it is cholera. That's awful. That's a disease.
It's chlorella.
I don't want to take cholera.
I love it. It's chlorella, and it is absolutely amazing. I love it. It's super high in protein. Actually, my kids beg me for chlorella, and my little one, my 2.5-year-old, literally, she calls them her green vitamins. So we are big fans in our house, and I love it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to digging deep today into the benefits and why we should be taking it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we've got the wonderful Dr. Ginger. It's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger, and we're going to talk about chlorella. That is how you say it. Dr. Ginger, I'm thinking you probably got a good laugh there.
I did. I think Andrea handled it great, though.
All right, well, why don't you tell us? Tell us about it.
It's a freshwater single cell algae, which I know sounds kind of weird, but it has been called a near perfect food. It's considered a superfood because of its nutritional density is just amazing. It's loaded with chlorophyll. It's the most potent source of chlorophyll. Has all the B vitamins, vitamin K, vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, all of the ones that you would expect, but it's about 60% protein, so it's a great non-animal source of protein. And so that's the nutrition content, but on the other side, what it does for you as far as detoxifying, it's kind of like unleashing a cleaning crew in your body when you take chlorella, and they literally look like little peas. Her daughter was talking about her little green vitamins. Little green peas, they're that little. And you swallow them, and it's not like a horse pill or anything, but it detoxifies your body, in particular from heavy metals like mercury, aluminum, fluoride. It binds them in the digestive tract and then just flushes them out. So it's awesome. A lot of healing centers use them for people who have been through radiation or who are going through radiation treatment. You load up on chlorella and other detoxifiers like zeolite or even foods like cilantro, all of those things are big heavy metal detoxifiers and can aid in kind of getting through some of those traditional medicine, you know, modalities. But also, if you don't want to go that route, you can utilize this, you know, if you're getting your mercury fillings removed or if you eat a lot of seafood, you want to utilize chlorella.
Well, I was told that chlorella is also very high in protein. And someone, I was once at a show and someone told me, a company told me that they don't even eat protein. That is their source of protein, I guess, you know, a non-animal source of protein. And that they were sustaining themselves on chlorella. Have you heard of that before, Ginger?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's about 60% protein. But the thing about it, it's 50% more per gram protein per weight than meat. So you get a lot more bang for your buck, I guess, is kind of how you can look at it.
You know, one of the things, I mean, I have three kids. Lisa has a daughter, and I know we talk about having kids a lot on the show. And Dr. Ginger, you have two sons. So, for me, it's all about getting protein into our kids. You know, I find that in the morning, waking them, you know, waking up their brains, because we know how important protein is to keeping their brains healthy and stopping them from, you know, reaching for junk food throughout the day. One of the ways that I am, get at least chlorella and greens into my kids' diets is we feed them, it's called chocolate silk greens. It's from a company called Barleans. And my son's addicted to this stuff. He has, no joke, 3 times a day, he has us make him this shake. And it's amazing because we'll put it with almond breeze, almond milk, and we'll put it into the actual shake. So what are some other ways that you think we can get chlorella into our kids' diets?
Well, you can take them like vitamins, like you take them and utilize them that way, but you can also find them mixed in different powders. Like there's a company that I just found that also has zeolite in it and lots of other goodies, and so I kind of mix that into my green smoothie every morning, and it also has the chlorella in it as well. But you know, you got kind of have to think outside the box with some of these things. This is a blue, you know, this is an algae, which most people are like, an algae, I'm going to eat algae. It's one of the fastest growing plants on earth. So if we could kind of think outside of the box as far as even feeding the world, we could do awesome things with chlorella. But what it does for us, if we take it, we start taking it and incorporate it into our body, fights inflammation, It helps improve digestive health, but the detoxifying effects of it with heavy metals, the mercury, fluorides, the aluminum. It's also, people with fibromyalgia have been taking it as a pain reliever. It also helps stabilize blood sugar, because most greens do. So if you eat a lot of fish and seafood, you need to kind of be thinking about this too. Maybe in your transition to kind of eating cleaner, you've cut out the meat, but you're still eating seafood. Well, those come with lots of contaminants as well. So, you know, chlorella is just a great thing to start adding to your diet. When I talk about the three steps on kind of balancing your body and reversing disease, the first we've talked about is the mind-body. The second is super nutrition, which chlorella fits. And the third is the detoxifier, or detoxifying your entire body. And chlorella fits that one as well. So chlorella is on the top of the list of a nutrient that I think, and from my experience from working with different healing centers, should be essential.
Now, is spirulina, and hopefully I'm saying that right, is that similar to chlorella? Okay,
is that
something, if you're taking chlorella, do you need spirulina, or products have them combined, I think?
Yeah, I think they're both great. Spirulina is actually a little higher in protein. It's about 70% protein, but it doesn't have the ability to draw out the heavy metals. It has been used to treat arsenic poisoning in the past. It has a lot more B12 and a lot more of the essential fatty acids and superoxide dismutase and other complicated sounding antioxidants. But they both have their own benefits, and they're both great together.
It's a really good question, Lisa, you know, and it's something, you know, I think that's a great question about the spirulina. Dr. Ginger, question for you about the zeolite. You had mentioned zeolite before, and I recently started taking zeolite because I was seeing a practitioner, and he thought it'd be a good idea to do some cleansing. Can we talk a little bit more about the benefits of taking the zeolite? Does it work in the same way as chlorella, that it helps to detox our bodies from the heavy metals?
It does. It does detoxify, and that I would love next week actually to do a whole 10-minute segment on zeolite, because there's so much to talk about with that.
Let's do it.
But one more thing about chlorella. Vaccinations, kids taking vaccinations, if you're exposed to radiation or you work in certain industries where there's radiation around, pilots are exposed to a whole lot more radiation than we are down here because they're closer to the sun. So there's lots of reasons to incorporate chlorella into your daily diet on a regular basis. Even pregnant women with anemia or hypertension, they sometimes develop that while they're pregnant, and this helps kind of balance that. Ulcers, digestive issues. It's just a great step to utilize when starting to kind of migrate toward a healthier lifestyle.
You know, I was reading an interview recently, and someone was talking about defensive eating, and they were saying how, you know, defensive eating, kind of what you said before about people who are eating fish and who are eating foods, let's say, that they're contaminated with heavy metals, that they'll take things like the zeolite or the chlorella to help detox them so they could still enjoy these foods, but, you know, they can have something that's helping to detox their bodies at the same time. So it's kind of even the whole thought of defensive living, like you said. So we're exposed to radiation. I mean, even with Fukushima and, you know, if someone flies a lot. So you would recommend taking it on a daily basis, Dr. Ginger, but what would be the dosage? Like, what's the proper amount that we should be taking?
Well, it kind of varies, but I would say a minimum of maybe 4 grams a day, and they usually come in about 500 milligram tablets. So 8 little pills a day, maybe take 4 in the morning at 4 at night. And that's just kind of like your baseline. But if you have issues that, you know, if you've been through radiation treatment, chemotherapy, you know, you have issues with heavy metals, then certainly up that. I know some of the healing centers actually, you know, have people who have been through radiation treatment for skin cancer or various things, taking 50 plus a day to really just bind it and get that radiation out of the body. So, you know, you kind of have to, it just kind of depends what you have going on.
Well, I just want to mention a great company, Energy Bits, a friend of mine, Catherine Arnston. It has algae, chlorella, and spirulina. They're easy to take, and they're awesome. So I just want to throw that out there for folks.
And there's also a great company called Sun Chlorella that I met this past weekend that also makes it. So Dr. Ginger, as always, thank you so much for being on our show. Looking forward to having you on again next week. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.